Welcome to the Storefront Church radio program. This is your brother in Christ Jesus, Freddie Wilbanks, thanking you for walking through our door, finding us on your radio dial, or this radio station's internet connection, or the webpage, thestorefrontchurch.com. Today's program is 1939, 1939. The initial air date for this program is for Sunday, September 29th, 2019. Later in the program, we'll share a message entitled Fast, a Commandment of Jesus Christ. Yes, this program is scheduled to air originally on Sunday, September 29th, 2019. And the title of the message for this hour, Lord willing, will be Fast, a Commandment of Jesus Christ. Thank you for praying for and supporting this ministry. This program is sponsored by the Pilgrim Evangelistic Ministries, and it proclaims the life-changing good news about the sinless life, the death on the cross, and the resurrection from the grave of Jesus Christ, the Son of God, through whom, by faith, we have eternal life. This broadcast is made possible by the financial support of listeners. If you'd like to sponsor the Storefront Church radio program, you can donate at our webpage, thestorefrontchurch.com, or call area code 989-871-9668 with your pledge of support. Help us to reach the world with the Word of God and the Gospel of Jesus Christ by visiting our webpage, thestorefrontchurch.com, or by calling area code 989-871-9668 with your pledge of support. One more time, thestorefrontchurch.com or area code 989-871-9668. Homes by Stoddard's and Stoddard's Classic Cars in Chesning, Michigan sponsors this program. We want to thank today's members of the Evangel Band. Getting ready to join us vocally in a moment is Brother Walter Kenzie, playing that big old grand piano already, is Sister Narita Henley, and strumming on that flat-top guitar is Brother Clark Harding. Agree with us in prayer for a Jesus Christ Holy Ghost revival during this time of reprieve. Do you realize that our prayers for the last 8 years, 10 years have been answered, and we are in a time of reprieve, and we thank God for it. In this time of reprieve, we need to pray for our nation and the world around us. Pray for our fellow citizens, government officials, judges, bureaucrats, the president, and the invaders. Agree with us in prayer for missionaries, veterans, and fellow Christians, many who are face martyrdom and abuse because of God's word and profession of faith in Jesus Christ. But for now, put your Bible down on one of those homemade pews, stand or have a seat, and let's worship the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Hallelujah. Come and go with me to my Father's house, to my Father's house, to my Father's house. Come and go with me to my Father's house, where there's peace, sweet peace. Jesus will be there in my Father's house, in my Father's house, in my Father's house. Jesus will be there in my Father's house, where there's peace, sweet peace. We will dance and sing in my Father's house, in my Father's house, in my Father's house. We will dance and sing in my Father's house, where there's peace, sweet peace. Jesus is the way to my Father's house, to my Father's house, to my Father's house. Jesus is the way to my Father's house, where there's peace, sweet peace. Thank you. Father's house, in my Father's house, in my Father's house. We will praise the Lord in my Father's house, where there's peace, sweet peace. Jesus is the light in my Father's house, in my Father's house, in my Father's house. Jesus is the light in my Father's house, where there's peace, sweet peace. Oh, come and go with me to my Father's house, to my Father's house, to my Father's house. Come and go with me to my Father's house, where there's peace, sweet peace. Praise the name of the Lord. I'd like to testify to that fact, because there are times when we enter into the church sanctuary to worship God and visit with Him on Sunday mornings, especially when there's a great peace, a sense of peace in that place of worship. And I want to thank God for that. Amen.
Amen.
Oh, be careful, little eyes, what you see. Oh, be careful, little eyes, what you see. For the Father up above is looking down in love. So be careful, little eyes, what you see. Oh, be careful, little ears, what you hear. Oh, be careful, little ears, what you hear. For the Father up above is looking down in love. So be careful, little ears, what you hear. Oh, be careful, little hands, what you do. Oh, be careful, little hands, what you do. For the Father up above is looking down in love. So be careful, little hands, what you do. Oh, be careful, little feet, where you go. Oh, be careful, little feet, where you go. For the Father up above is looking down in love. So be careful, little feet, where you go. Oh, be careful, little mouth, what you say. Be careful, little mouth, what you say. For the Father up above is looking down in love. So be careful, little mouth, what you say. Amen. Praise the Lord. Well, turn with us in those old green hymnals to hymn number 150. Sing the wondrous love of Jesus. Sing His mercy and His grace. In the mansions bright and blessed, He'll prepare for us a place. When we all get to heaven, what a day of rejoicing that will be. When we all see Jesus, we'll sing and shout. Pilgrim pathway, clouds will overspread the sky. But when traveling days are over, not a shadow, not a sign. When we all get to heaven, what a day of rejoicing that will be.
That will be
when we all see Jesus, we'll sing and shout. Let us then be true and faithful, trusting, serving every day. Just one glimpse of Him in glory will a total life repay. When we all get to
that will be
when we all see Jesus. red streets of gold when we all get to heaven. What a day of rejoicing that will be when we all see Jesus. We'll sing and shout victory. Yes, when we all get to heaven. What a day of rejoicing that will be. Hymn number 403 in those old hymnals.
To the Lord in prayer.
Hymn number 236. 236. Have you been to Jesus for the cleansing power? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Are you fully trusting in His grace this hour? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb?
Are you washed
in the blood?
In the blood,
in the soul cleansing blood of the Lamb. Are your garments spotless? Are they white as snow? Savior's side, are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Do you rest each moment in the crucified? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb?
Are you washed
in the blood?
In the blood,
in the soul cleansing blood of the Lamb. Are your garments spotless?
Are they white as snow?
Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb?
Do not pass.
could not satisfy. But when I heard my Savior speaking from the well that never shall run dry, fill my cup, Lord, I lift it up, Lord, come and quench this thirsting of my soul. Pleasures, earthly things afford, but none can match the wondrous treasure that I find in Jesus Christ, my Lord.
Fill my Father God, we thank you again for this beautiful day, Lord God. And we thank you for our health, Lord God. Yes. We're able to be here today and sing and praise you and uplift your name. And may we glean from the word of God today, yes, something that would help us along the way. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Well, Sister Narita Henley, do you folks have a special for us today?
Yes, Walter's going to bring us the song, Heavenly Sunlight.
Oh, praise the Lord.
I don't know how it is where you live today, but here today as we're recording this program, there's bright sunshine outside.
Amen.
And it's just beautiful.
Yes.
Walking in sunlight, all of my journey over the mountains, through the deep vale, Jesus has said, I'll never forsake thee, promise divine that never can fail. Heavenly sunlight, heavenly sunlight, flooding my soul.
Thank you, Lord God, for the sunshine. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God, for your sun that shines his light into our lives. Well, do you have your Bible with you? Did you bring your Bible to the service today? I certainly hope so, because how else are you going to know when I make a mistake? Unless you're looking at the scriptures, because I do make mistakes, not on purpose, but I do it sometimes. And how else are you going to know? Well, I hope you've got your Bible with you nonetheless, and I pray that you receive from the Holy Ghost today what God has for you. This message is message again 1939, 1939, and the initial air date for this program is for Sunday, September 29th, 2019. And the title of this message this hour is Fast, a Commandment of Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ told us many things, but in this portion of scripture we've been looking at, we see where he tells us to give, and to pray, and to pray, and to fast. Hallelujah. Turn with me to Matthew chapter 6, and we'll begin at verse 16. Matthew chapter 6, verse 16. Moreover, when ye fast, Be not as the hypocrites of a sad countenance, for they disfigure their faces, that they may appear unto men that fast. Verily I say unto you, they have their reward. But when thou fast, anoint thine head, wash thy face, that thou appear not unto men to fast, but unto thy Father which is in secret, and thy Father which seeth in secret shall reward thee openly. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. The word says, Jesus' words, these are the words of Jesus Christ, moreover, when ye fast. Moreover, when ye fast. It doesn't say if you ever decide to fast, or maybe if you think about fasting, maybe someday you should think about fasting. No, Jesus' words are here, says, moreover, when ye fast. When you do this, when ye fast, he told us not to think about giving, but to give. He told us not to think about to pray or prayer, but to pray. And he doesn't tell us to think about fasting. He tells us to fast. Jesus said, give, pray, fast. And in regards to prayer, it is annoying to me, and I know many of us, many born-again professing Christians have gotten into the habit of saying, picking up the worldly phrase. They've picked up a worldly phrase. My thoughts and my prayers are with you. You are in my thoughts and my prayers. I've said before, I don't want you thinking about me when I'm in distress or in need. I want you to pray for me. I don't want you to have fond thoughts of me and think it would be nice that I be lifted up off the sick bed, or it would be nice if I be delivered from the calamity that I may be in. It might be nice to be free from the oppression or detention or wherever persecution I'm. It might have nice thoughts about being there. I don't want you to think about that. I want you to get into fervent prayer and pray, Lord God, my brother's in need. I pray in the name of Jesus and the power of the Holy Ghost, intercede on his behalf. Don't think about me. Pray for me. Jesus didn't say, if you ever think about fasting, you ought to consider these things. He said, when ye fast. Hallelujah. He talks about the hypocrites again here in this point. He's talked about hypocrites when they give. He's talking about hypocrites when they pray. And now he's talking about hypocrites who fast. I remember my dad years ago commenting about a woman. The church had called for a fast, and there's different kinds of fast, I want you to know. And it's just like when I've talked about saving or giving. Start somewhere. We as Christians need to start somewhere. And it would not necessarily be wise for most of us to embark on a 21-day fast where we give up everything but water. It would be, I guarantee you, this is the voice of experience speaking, it would be a shock to your system. But we need to start somewhere. We need to start giving, whether it's just a tenth of 100% of what God has blessed us with. When we need to get into our spirit that it all belongs to him anyways. He created it all. It all belongs to him. And all we can do is just give back a portion of what he's given to us. We need to start praying somewhere. Daniel prayed 3 times a day. And there's been people, and I believe Daniel was one of them, and Daniel, the scripture bears it out, that he prayed for days on end. He didn't just pray for a minute. He didn't pray for an hour. He prayed for a day. He didn't pray just for a day. He didn't pray for just a week. He prayed fervently for weeks on end. And today's Christian needs to start somewhere. You need to start giving somewhere to the glory of God. You need to start praying and praising and thanking. You can thank God in prayer for the blessings that you have had in your life. No matter how small or rudimentary it may seem, you've got something in your life to be thankful for. And a reason, I'm not saying it's the only reason, but a reason why people suffer from depression is they always look at their shortcomings. They always look at the glass half empty. They always look at what they don't have. They always look at what they want and they don't have. And they never thank God for anything. They're professing Christians who never thank God for anything. They're professing Christians who never fast. Do you realize that you could fast a meal in one day in a month? And that would be better than what most professing Christians ever do. You could give up something. Our Catholic friends are great about it at a certain season of the year, giving up something. Maybe it's ice cream. Maybe it's cake. Maybe it's cookies. Maybe it's coffee. Many of them give up something for a season. And that is a fast. It's a type of fast. But there is a deeper place where we can go if we would look at the example of Daniel and other saints, an example of Jesus Christ. And as I started to say a few moments ago, my dad was attending church and the pastor called for a fast. And I don't remember if the fast was for a day or for a week. I think at one time, if I remember the example right, it was for a week that the pastor... And that's a hard thing for a body of Christ to do, especially in this day and age. And a woman in the congregation, she was fasting, and she... what she did, what her fast was, she reminded me of what happened in the book of Acts where the couple, Ananias and Sapphira, said that they were doing one thing when they were doing another. And this particular one woman who supposedly was doing the fast, and it's your choice, just because the pastor calls the church to a fast, you can choose. You can choose. You know, there's been people in the past who've gone from one extreme to another. They don't listen to the pastor at all. They don't follow anything of his recommendations at all. And that there are other times when people, against all that they know is right or what they can do or what have you, they follow headlong into it. And so, going back to vows, be careful in your vows. Don't let a man lead you into a vow foolishly, especially that you know you can't keep. I can't keep that vow, Pastor. I know that I can't do what you're asking. The pastor, as an example, let's just say the pastor says he wants you to take a vow that in this next month to donate $100,000 to the building fund. Well, you know already you don't have the $100,000, so don't enter into that vow. Use a little sense. You know, that's the wonderful thing about God and His creation. He gave us the ability to think, and He gave us the ability to choose. But going back once again to this example, this woman made her a big protein shake three times a day. I'm fasting. She was letting the pope, the congregation, the pastor know that she was fasting, but she was consuming more calories than what she normally would eat. That wasn't really what was the intent. And that's many of us as Christians, we sometimes follow along the letter, but we don't really follow Christ. That's what happened to many of the Jews. They followed the law to the letter, but they did not follow the Spirit of God and the leading of the Spirit of God and what God wanted them to do. Hallelujah. So Jesus says, those who are hypocrites and they do their fasting publicly, they have received a reward. They've received recognition from mankind, and that's all they're going to get. They're not going to get any more. Well, God, why don't you answer my prayer? I fasted. Well, how did you fast? Jesus says, when thou fast, anoint thy head, wash thy face. You know, once again, from experience, there are those who have seen it enter into a fast, and they go around grungy and grubby, and they don't wash their face. They're unkempt. And Jesus says, don't do this. Get up, clean up yourself, anoint your head, go out and face the world as if you're not fasting, when God the Father knows that you are. And when you do something in secret for His honor and glory and for His kingdom, He will reward thee openly. That's the words of Jesus. That's a promise of Jesus Christ. You've entered into a fast. You've made it known. You stood up in the congregation and said, I'm going to fast. I'm going to this. I'm going to do that. You've gotten all your reward. If you're able to keep that fast under those circumstances, you've received recognition. You've received. And so when you come and you start praying, oh, God, you haven't answered my prayer. You haven't moved on my behalf. Well, you've already gotten your reward. You're getting nothing else. But when you do it unto the Lord in secret, in private, and I understand coming together for a congregational fast. I understand. I have participated in these things. But there's more. Jesus wants you to do more. That's all right. That's good. It's good that our Catholic friends once a year take something out of their diet as recognition of what Christ has, you may be a critic and you may not appreciate or whatever, but I'm telling you that there's some value to that, because there's professing Christians who are non-Catholic professing Christians who don't even do that much. At least they're doing something. We're not going to cover everything that we need to cover. We've got quite a bit of time yet, but I'm just here telling you that for those of you who really are not enjoying this, it looks like God's going to allow us to have a part two on this. So I'm just going to warn you ahead of time. I thank God for those who tune in. There are some who turn in because they like the music, even though we're not necessarily professional musicians. None of us are Juilliard schooled and trained musicians. None of us necessarily are classically trained musicians that play today on this particular service. There are some that we make a connection, because there was a time when many of our churches sang and worshiped with some of the songs that we use. And many of our churches, so-called Christian churches today, have gotten so far away from what worship is and what worship should be. And here on the radio program, it's not incumbent for us. I'm not going to say it will never happen. But it's not incumbent for us to go to a higher level of worship than what we experience right here. We're here to do some things. We're here to reach a niche of people that aren't being reached by any other means. That's part of the reason why we're here. And so there's some people that tune in for the music, and that's all. There's some people who tune in to listen to the message, to find fault with the message. And, oh, Lord God, I'm just an impure earthen vessel that is continually seeking God's face, that I might be cleansed before Him by the washing of the blood of Jesus Christ, that I might be a vessel that He might be able to reach some, might be able to reach a few, might be able to reach one. Maybe it's just one, but I'm convinced that Jesus Christ would have come and He would have lived a sinless life and would have lived a life of fasting prayer, just that one might come to the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ and enter into the kingdom of God. So who knows? It's up to God to judge. It's up to God to judge how successful this is or is not. Hallelujah. But the people come and listen for various reasons. And I know that this is a hard thing. For stuttering like Daffy Duck here for a minute. But anyways, just last night, I listened to a cassette tape that we made for the Storefront Church radio program years ago last night. And it happened to be a message on fasting. And the reason why I mentioned that is this is something that you start working on and you don't accomplish it. You don't all accomplish it at one time. This is the type of thing that God comes, His Holy Spirit comes, and He speaks to your heart, And maybe you receive it, maybe you reject it, maybe you just take a little bit of it or whatever, but the Spirit of God comes again. The Spirit of God comes again through messengers and messages and in different ways and even through nature itself and says, give unto me, pray unto me, the true living God, and fast that you might seek my face and draw closer to me. There's many reasons for fasting, but one of the reasons that's most often delved into is fasting for personal desires. Fasting for personal desires. In 2 Samuel, verse 12, or excuse me, 2 Samuel chapter 12, verse 15. If you had your Bibles, you could check this out and see if I'm right or not. 2 Samuel chapter 12, verse 15. And Nathan departed into his house, and the Lord struck the child that Uriah's wife bare unto David, and it was very sick. David therefore besought God for the child, and David fasted and went in and lay all night upon the earth. And the elders of his house rose and went to him to raise him up from the earth, but he would not, neither did he eat bread with them. And it came to pass on the seventh day that the child died, and the servants of David feared to tell that the child was dead. For they said, behold, while the child was yet alive, we spake unto him, and he would not hearken unto our voice. How will he then vex himself if we tell him that the child is dead? But when David saw that his servants whispered, David perceived that the child was dead. Therefore David said unto his servant, is the child dead? And they said, he is dead. Then David rose up from the earth and washed and anointed himself and changed his apparel and came into the house of the Lord and worshiped. Then he came to his own house, and when he had required, they set bread before him, and he did eat. Then said his servants unto him, what thing is this that thou hast done? Thou didst fast and weep for the child while it was alive. But when the child was dead, thou dost raise and eat bread. And he said, while the child was alive, I fasted and wept. For I said, who can tell whether God will be gracious to me that the child may live? But now he is dead. Wherefore should I fast? Can I bring him back again? I shall go to him, but he shall not return to me. There's a whole bunch in this portion of Scripture. Lord willing, we're going to come back and we're going to revisit this fasting for personal desires the next time we're together. There's so much here. There's so much here that David, his life is so much an example for us. He, an imperfect man who struggled all his life to serve the living God, and he had failures in his life. He didn't manage his personal affairs as he should. He committed adultery. He didn't raise his children properly. There was many failures in his life, but there were many successes, many more successes. And God said of him, and will say of him again, this is my servant in whom I am well pleased. Be sure to join us, Lord willing, next time, and we will touch again on fasting for personal desires.
When peace like a river attendeth my way, when sorrows like sea billows roll, whatever my lot, thou hast taught me to say, it is well, it is with my soul. It is well.